Sydney Smith, Railhead, Gunfire, Amrats. My dear Elton and all, I expect you're wondering why I've never written since leaving England. Well, the fact is, I've never had a chance, for it's been a cook's tour since I was last with you. Perhaps I'd better try and give you some idea of my adventures since we last met. It was not many hours after seeing you all that we were dispatched for France. We landed at a town after a nice long trip. At this spot, a rest camp, so-called, we spent about a week, what, with parades in the daytime for various reasons and employed at the docks all night, unloading flour, the job that came my way. You can imagine the rest we had. However, we then went on to another base, here owing to illness. We were all isolated for 10 days and no letters could be sent at all. Within a day or two of being released from this one, I alone, of all our boys, was packed off to another depot. So that was the last I've seen for the time being of our crowd, and have been on my own since. After a couple of nights at the depot, I was sent to the point to get experience in the work I came here for. This turned out to be the best thing I've touched, for the staff were billeted out, and I slept in a feather bed, which was great. I was under canvas. I soon found out that my luck was in, and the happiness and comfort would be well, my lot whilst there. Alas, my dream was soon dispelled. And after a week of this civilised existence, I was sent for by the depot. After another 48 hours there, I sent away again to someone in another spot, being en route. We detained at a rest camp for 2 days, apparently owing to the absence of our trains to the point I was going. Covered vans are used here to convey soldiers about. Strange to say, the actual truck I made this last journey in, I saw again the next day loaded with sick horses. So, being used for any purpose, you can guess they cannot be compared to the carriages in which we made our daily trips to town and back. To continue my travels, the next day I was sent to the point I'm now writing from, and which I think will be my residence for some little time, as I've now taken up regular duties. It is terrible. It's a godforsaken and desolate spot. There's been nought to be seen except shell holes and rats, and, well, the latter are an abomination. There is little to be heard here at night except gunfire and, well, the rats, and one soon gets used to both, though. I went to a village nearest here, about 2 miles away, on Sunday last. It was really, really an awful sight to see how it's been smashed by the shell fire. You can now trust I realise the reason for my not writing before. In fact, I've only written to my wife and father and only received one letter from each of them, and that was a few days ago. I can tell you that I hunger for news of home after being here a month without a word. It's been almost impossible to buy anything. There's nowhere to get it. I trust all is well with everyone at 164 and that poor old Sid is all right again. If Mrs. Welsh's little affair has come off, I wish her the very best of luck and trust she will have all the happiness. Please write to me soon, some of you. Lots of luck and good wishes to you all. Your pal, Sid.